This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Albert Breer of, what is it? Sports Illustrated now. He put this out on the Bill Simmons podcast. Bill Simmons still kicking. I always see clips of Bill Simmons. Mm-hmm. His podcast, very highly rated. I never really got it with him, Simmons. Anyway, Breer said, quote, I think people in the Pittsburgh organization would tell you that the Russell Wilson thing undermined so many things in the last month of the season, and that a lot of that building really wanted them to go back to Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin was kind of all on his own on that one, end quote. I mean, Mike Tomlin made himself out to be the lone wolf when they made the initial decision.
Right.
And we had argued the merits of going back to Justin Fields at the end of the year when they weren't figuring anything out offensively. I guess it shouldn't be surprising that guys in the locker room felt that way, but this is the first time I've ever seen it reported that way. And we got Caboli from 9 o'clock until 10, so he can get into some of the nuts and bolts on it. But, man, Mike Tomlin has no pulse when it comes to QB. None. None. And I think a lot of the guys wanted to stick with Justin Fields at 4-2.
Yes.
You got to remember, they had played a lot of bad football with a lot of bad quarterback play since Ben retired. And they're 4-2 with a guy who does athletic things that you just don't see and had zero games with a quarterback rating of under 90. And Mike Tomlin said, good not to be confused with great. That's why we're going with Russ. And Russ barely played with the guys because he was hurt.
Oh, camp, yeah.
Like, I could definitely see why Fields was the dude. And it makes it more clear why Fields didn't come back.
Well, I mean, it comes down to, you know, you can only fake it for so long before people start to catch on. And be phony for so long until people start to catch on, and especially teammates. And I do wonder which guys, was it offensive guys or defensive guys?
Good question.
That wanted to stick with Justin Fields. But from everything that I've heard, Justin Fields just came to work every day, put his head down, just grinded, didn't really say much, but was just all about football. And Russell Wilson was Russell Wilson, you know, a character. And that doesn't rub you at all. If you're winning, but whenever you start losing, guys start to turn. And guys start to just, they start to question. And you never got that feeling with Justin Fields. And I know a lot of his teammates never got that feeling with Justin Fields. So it's like, yeah, we're going to pull for this guy whenever we get that feeling with somebody else, if that makes sense.
No, it makes a ton of sense. And the part that sticks out right away is, remember after the Steelers lost to the Bengals? Cam Hayward's talking to Russell Wilson. I'm trying to find the clip here in the system. And it just seems so phony.
Yes.
Russ goes over to Cam. Oh, we're gonna get it done, man. We got this. And Cam's like, we just lost five games in a row. We're not scoring at all. Defense was just good against one of the best offenses in football in Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, and you guys couldn't score 22 points or whatever it would take to win the game, and you're going to come over to me saying everything's going to be all right? Come on. It's that toxic positivity.
Yes.
No, I mean, you've been in locker rooms your entire life. It's never a consensus, is it? I mean, there's always going to be some guys that like the backup. I mean, I guess it would depend on the quality of the quarterback, obviously.
Yeah, it depends on the play of the quarterback and just how that they lead, really, and how and who they are, their personality. Like, that's that off-the-field stuff does creep into the locker room, like who you are, really. And it's like, yeah, okay, do I believe in this guy? Do I believe that this guy, or is he just talking? Is he just acting? Like, you could tell right away. And, you know, Russell Wilson went in there and he had that one good game and he's won a lot of games. But you can only wear that for so long as a player and as for your teammates. Like, it's all well and good to look at somebody's resume and say, oh, man, that guy, you know, he won a Super Bowl and he's been to another Super Bowl and he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, that only lasts for so long. It only lasts, like, during training camp until the real games start going. It's like, okay, like, where's that guy at?
Right.
That guy better show up,
yeah, because if he doesn't. Yeah, a sheet of paper is worth crap if you can't play.
Means nothing.
Yeah.
And I think Mike Tomlin just gets in his way a lot, clearly. And I don't think he likes to go back on his initial thoughts, because then that proves that he was wrong.
Yes.
I think it's more pride for Mike Tomlin whenever he does do these things and he sticks with a guy like Russell Wilson and doesn't go back to Fields because he doesn't want to say that he was wrong and had to go back. Like, that's the last thing he would ever do, is be like, okay, I was wrong about this. Let me go back to what was possibly working.
And it's what leads you into this situation with Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Is, I want Rodgers. And you get laser focused on it. And that's the only path forward. It's got to be Rodgers.
That's it. Yep.
If Rodgers spurns them, because this ain't on Rodgers to me anymore. This is well past being on Aaron Rodgers. I talked about this with good old Donnie Football on Final Word last night. This goes way past Rodgers now. It's so much more on them. If Rodgers spurns them, they're going to get exactly what they deserve.
Because
it's hubris. I'm Mike Tomlin. I want Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to get Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers is the path forward. We're going to win this year with Aaron Rodgers. You're putting all your eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket, and I've admitted that I'm flaky. Rodgers can't be counted on. And he's also dealing with personal stuff. And it's his career, it's his prerogative to go where he's got the best chance to win. If I'm Rodgers at this point, I'm waiting around and seeing if another quarterback gets injured.
Yeah.
And so if he winds up not coming here, they're going to get exactly what they deserve. I'm Mike Tomlin. I always know what's best. Not when it comes to quarterback, man. Absolutely not. Now, I do think you make a good point. Like, Rodgers comes in, as Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, he said some players at the Steelers are already over the Rodgers drama. I'm sure that's true. The second Rodgers walks in, that resume day one is going to mean a lot.
It means a lot, yes.
And he's going to spin the football when no one's hitting him, and he's going to look really good. And everyone's initially going to get on board real quick.
Yep.
But it wouldn't take that much for them to fall off board.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.